excited. This past week's been weird. Got a lot of strange emotions from this week. So I'm just going to play a lot of songs that I think are, like, very pretty. And they're very, kind of sleepy, so I guess, like, if you're going to sleep at, like, 8 or 9, which I was last night, it'll be helpful. So, with this in mind, the first song is Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. Found it on YouTube one day, and I think it's really nice. So, that is that. Enjoy it.
Strange, you know.
That was Fade Into You by Mazzy Star, question mark. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but anyway, I was doing, because I don't, the YouTube video I found was, like, strange. It was, like, the single woman, the vocalist of this, like, on stage by herself, and I was like, oh. So I did some research while I was playing, and unrelated, but I found out My Bloody Valentine is an Irish band. I did not know that. That's so cool. Anyway, this next song is by Andy Schaaf, my favorite, not my favorite, but one of my favorite Canadian musicians. He released a new album recently called, like, Neon Skyline or something. This isn't off of it. It's off of his other album, The Party. Neon Skyline's really good. I'll play it later, but it just doesn't fit the mood of the evening. So this is Martha Swayze by Andy Schaaf. It's a really pretty ballad, and I enjoy it a lot. I listen to it quite often. So this is it.
Fish thin, pretty chicks like you. I held her close like her held you. Martha Swayze. She smiles and laughs.
That was Andy Schaaf, Martha Swayze. I promise next week and future weeks things will pick up in terms of tempo, but this is just what I need right now, so this is what we're going to do. So our next song is Love is Everywhere, parentheses, Beware, close parentheses, parenthesis, I don't know, by Wilco, off their album Ode to Joy. And it's a good song, I think, so. Also, Wilco is such a cool name, just generally. Okay, anyway, here it is. That was Love is Everywhere, Beware by Wilco. I just really like the instrumentals on that. This next song is Across the Universe, covered by Fiona Apple, who I really like, but I think her cover of this song is really good. But also she's crazy good at writing her own songs. And I was doing just like looking around about her recently, and I found she did an interview with Kanye West, which I think is so funny. And he was like, they were talking to each other, and he was like, so I'm like the rap version of you. And then he was asking her all these questions, and he's like, how is your vocabulary so ill? Were you tight in vocabulary in your school? And she was like, no, I just love words. I love looking at phrases in books. I just thought it was funny. I just never thought. The two of them would interview each other. Apparently it happened in 2005, so I was like 4. that's cool. Yeah, so this is Across the Universe by Fiona Apple. It reminds me of, like, I don't know, Donnie Darko for some reason. It's just a very good song, so.
Slip away across the universe. Pools of sound waves.
That was Across the Universe by Fiona Apple. I'm also doing the show alone today. Usually I have someone here, and it's just truly messing up my dynamic. The next song is called Every Time the Sun Comes Up by Sharon Van Etten, who I've played before. She has a crazy good voice. And the song's really good. Again, I think I said that for every song. I think you get the point. Anyway, this is that. Okay, I'm stopping that song because I just realized it had, I think it had curse words in it, I never am able to pick them up before it's too late, and I think I'd, whatever. Anyway, this next song is Don't Know How to Keep Loving You by Julia Jacqueline. I think I've played this, like, 3 times already in within the course of, like, this show existing, but it's so good. It's so, so good, so... Here it is.
I wanna watch
That was Don't Know How to Keep Loving You by Julia Jaclyn. Great song. Listen to it all the time. Anyway, I think I'm out of my rut, so we're going to start picking it up slightly. This next song is Swingin' Party by The Replacements. Lord did a cover of this on her first album. I don't remember the name of it. Whatever, her first album. And yeah, it's a cover originally by The Replacements, this band from Minnesota or something. Anyway, they're really good, generally. They have another song, Androgynous, that's also very, no, yes, that's also very good. And I'm pretty ahead of its time. Anyway, here it is.
Oh,
I was Swingin' Party by The Replacements. This next song is a big step up, tempo-wise. It's by this band, I think they're brothers, two of them, called The Garden. It's their song Egg. They have crazy music videos. They're really cool. But very interesting genre of music. It's off their album, Haha. yeah, so this is Egg. I like it. Was Egg by The Garden. I think that's the most popular song. It's like, I think, the most digestible one. But they have, I'm probably gonna play it next week, but they have, they did a song with Mac DeMarco called Thy Mission that's also really good. So I'll play that next week because I don't feel like playing it this week. This next song is by Car Seat Headrest. This is Bodies. I think I played Mod Gone before, maybe Drunk Driver, Killer Whale, I don't know. But Bodies is Car Seat Headrest's most popular song, I think. It's really good. And when I was working over the summer, over winter break, but also over the summer, I worked in like a food court, I guess, in the DeKalb market, whatever. And the booth across from me used to play Car Seat Headrest all the time. It was great. I was loving it. So anyway, this reminds me of that. This is Bodies. Bye. That was Bodies by Car Seat Headrest. I don't think I'll ever dislike that song. I don't think I can overplay it. Anyway, so now I'm going to try playing off YouTube, which is always scary for me. So Mickey, who I've played on this show before, did this thing on YouTube with Colors, which is, I think, London. It's like a London-based thing, but they basically just have artists play like stripped-down versions of their song behind a really cool color, which sounds lame, but it's really cool. But his... The song isn't on Spotify, so I'm gonna... It's not on Spotify yet, so I'm just gonna play it from YouTube. So, here it is.
Thank you.
That was Dime Colon Quarterback by McGee. I've played him tons of times as well. He's insane. I really enjoy his music. Yeah, and Colors is really cool. It's on YouTube. And I think I'll play more of their stuff, or like the recordings coming up. The sound engineering on it is crazy. It's like so crisp, and everything about it's crazy. It's filmed really nicely. The colors are nice, as expected. It's great. And speaking of YouTube things that have really good live recordings, I'm going to play Triple J, which is also one of my favorite YouTube places to go for music. They had Stella Donnelly, who I love. I've also played her oodles of times. And she's covering John Paul Young, Young's song Love Is in the Air. And she just is so happy while doing it, and she does such a great job, so much better than the original, in my humble opinion. Anyway, I don't think I ever said this, but you were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Danielle. This is going to be my last song of my show, Waffling, which will be back this time next week if all goes to plan. And yeah, so enjoy this song. Have a great night. Have a great night and Friday later on. Okay, bye.